Interbet podcast for the Tuesday meeting at Kenilworth. The first race is off at 12:10, and Viva La Vida should be the solution. Speed on the Rail was winning everything over the weekend, and this Gimme the Green Light filly gets the perfect setup. Marquetta is a threat, and your backups are potential improvers, Beach Verse and Beautiful One. Then in the second race, number four appeals. This is Dumoria. The Bass Robinson yard didn't have much luck over the weekend, but they'll try and rectify matters with this captain of all filly, who has also been racing handy. She's got a low draw, which should be in her favor. Perhaps the stable mate, my dear friend, a master of my fate filly out of Covenant, who improved when well supported at its second start behind a subsequent winner. That one could be the main danger. Race three is a middle stakes. It's over 1,800 meters. This one's quite tricky. Punters may need to include a few in their place accumulators. Pinot Grigio and Song to the Moon would make my shortlist. Pinot Grigio is consistent, and Song to the Moon has the top speed figure. 006 is on the improvement, consistent as well. Got to respect James Crawford's three-year-old. Then in race number four, which is an open maiden, the two that I will focus on are Beautiful Side and Real Stunner. Richard Ferree for the Crawford yard, top speed figure of 87 earlier this year, and then a good effort when conceding weight to the heavily punted subsequent winner, Ario Vistas. Beautiful Side, strictly at the weights, must be taken very seriously. Brevin Plykes is an extremely promising apprentice. 1, 5, and 10 could be your backups. Sesame, number 1 is Money Extractor, and 10 is Moment of Truth. Race 5, here I've got it as 2 against 10, 5, and 11. 2, set to music, figure of 80. Last time behind a freak, no star, this one, but should get the right setup. Racing handy from an inside gate. Vaughan Marshall's got some really nice youngsters engaged, but they will have to overcome the track bias and a wide draw. I'm thinking of Better Man and Ballsy Rossi. Captain's Alliance, another in with a chance. And then again, Crawford Racing come to prominence here with Smart Horse, who was gelded towards the end of April, and his form prior to that was pretty solid. So he might also be able to get into the mix in what is quite a challenging race. Moving on, race number 6. It's a class 4. Difficult race, this 7, 1, 2, and 13 is my shortlist, but you could make a case for more horses than that. 7 is Hoodia, who's just won once from 14 starts, 6 times has finished 2nd. Number 1 is King's Quest, also a one-time winner, but the indications are that he's better than that. 2 is Arbitration, who's run in the low 90s in the past. And then 13, well, that's not in its favor. Thomas Jenkins, though, won well last time and is poised on a hat trick. So those would be the four that I would focus on. But as I say, you may feel more comfortable including more in the exotics. Race 7, though, is definitely a widespread. You can make a legitimate argument for all of War Chariot, Please Be True, Prometeer, Dawn Till Dusk, Green Garnet, and perhaps even Inamorari on back form. This is over 1,400 meters. They're a couple that are very well suited to the course and distance. The speed figures are all clustered in the high 90s. It's hard to separate them. If you can afford to, put in as many as possible. The 8th race is one of these low-grade class 5s for fillies and mares over 1,400 meters. I've marked Sweet Conifer, who beat Cape Captain last time. Royal Lithium, just the two wins from 21 starts. JP van der Merwe takes over. He's riding really well. Adam Marcus is coming back into form. And Royal Lithium has got competitive speed figures. Bright Gold could be the improver. Angel's Oasis is in the mix as well. And as we move towards the outer gates, which we know were disadvantaged over the weekend, you may nevertheless want to use Diamond Bobber and Senora Victoria in some defensive capacity. The ninth is a class four over 1200 meters. Those with the low numbers are Night Tiger, who ran well to Flying Finley, Circumbendibus, who consistently cranks out figures in the high 80s. Suti, if able to run to his best after a break, could be a threat. Meant to Be's penultimate was a good one, but that was way back in September 24. Elsinore has got competitive speed figures. Ridian is not one to trust given his breathing issues, but he does have latent ability. Trippy Silk is in the low 90s. Azuri would probably be my first choice if pressed to make a selection. Flykeys rides with his plus factor. He's gone well fresh in the past, and he does have the top speed figure. One Liner is not without a chance. The same applies to the big number draws Paratrooper and Street Outlaw if they can somehow work smooth trips. You'll need to pay very careful attention to the conditions. On Saturday in the soft ground, it was imperative to race handy and secure running on the inside rail. If a similar track bias applies, then that should dictate your course of betting action. This is Mark van Deventer signing off. Intimate podcast for Kenilworth.